agreements, conferences, institutes, but particularly keeping contact so that these questions can be sharp, for they have implications for perhaps with day to day. Incidentally, after analyzing Paris, saw a pastoral, he said that there were four roles. There was a pastoral, a prophetic, a reformist, and an actual strand in Christian interpretation. And what he did, I read from yesterday morning, he took two people to represent the pastoral strand. He took Dr. David Jackson, I think some of you know him here, and he took Reverend William Holmes Ward.
Popularizers in the history of preaching, so he said. in his audience and throughout the oversimplified issues. His preaching and teaching offered for gospel and a liberal education. I'll read that again. For gospel and a liberal education. And it was an integrated experience. So he said the common people set out and heard Wesley Gladden. Then he said this was a tragedy, and that his art of plundering the Egyptians without any reason has been so sadly neglected in our time. And you see that we have some evangelistic people, that there are many cultures to speak of on the one side, and on the other side, liberal and secularized, and there's no deep wounds in the Bible. No strong resonance with the mind of Christ in Scripture. So you want to take a closer look at Wesley's practice of art. And I deliberately underscore that because I was aware that this was a centennial. I was aware that this is important in the Methodist heritage, and I am offering the concept of the black preacher, theologian, pastor, try to see if we can develop in that sense as folk theologian. I've been attempting to implement something of the art in my preaching courses. I call it preaching as a folk and a fine art. The approach is defined by a felt need for acknowledging our folk culture while at the same time trying to make sure that we keep contact with the best that's offered. Now, if the term folk theologian is too troublesome, then think of the black preacher in terms of cultural theologian. This would be a designation that would recognize some of the aspects of the civil religion that some have recognized in the black experience. It would not, however, accept all of the presuppositions of those who talk about civil religion with respect to the black community. It would merely be a way of highlighting the importance of black culture informed by black theology, and given the concept of unity in the African heritage, and especially in the Afro-American experience of community in the tradition of the black church, the black preacher as a cultural theologian would continue to make the assessment similar to James Cone and all of the black theologians, but especially James Cone, for instance, when he wrote The Spiritual in the Blue. And the black cultural theologian would find that nothing was foreign to the claims that God made on lived experience to our particularity. Fellas Rwanda, the Nigerian philosopher and artist, informed us that the bad luck number in Bantu is 2 because it is so prone to be divisive. When it is actually observed as a divisive situation, then they say that 2, they call it 2 village. And whether in any act or manifestation of disunity, for instance, in his case, with the organization of the African states, whether it's in a household or anywhere, when they see division, they would say, Q-Billy has got it. And one of the reasons why this matter of blending in the preacher's sensitivity and in his role, theology and pastoring, is so that the Billy won't get you. What good does it do to go day in and day out ministering not only to individuals but the system, and then not have any interpretive scheme by which to find out its meaning? That's why ministers dry up. That's why churches fail, because the Billy has got it. And the black preacher, as a theological master, can avoid civility by perceiving that the truth comes through particularity, and that it's the appropriate characterization for black experience. Along with Du Bois, he can confess that one ever feels his trueness. America, Negro, Tuso, barring in one dark body. Yet in the struggle, the home, the black preacher can be a part of the contribution by spreading to other indigenous groups. Helping them to emerge in a number of living colors, and not only helping one learn how to face that particularity, but like in Howard Thurman's case, teaching a rabbi how to be a Jew. But surely, I'm using as a hermeneutic. Not true personality, not nearly true personality, it is true personality. And there is no forum where that is taken more seriously and acted with universal trust than the current debate going on in theology. So we, along with all of the ministry, have this call, but we particularly have this resource, and I offer that as a suggestion. And then I am trying to develop cultural theologians. Keep contact not only with the seminar, but to also keep contact with Boston.
There is a bond in the Gilead to make the wounded. Oh, there is a bond in Gilead to heal the sensitive soul. There is a bond. Thank you, Dr. Bedding.